You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This is being dropped on the 10th day of February. We're already mid-February. Pitchers and catchers are about to report. And this show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to be there. Maybe you're listening directly on the website, which is LockedOnMLB.com. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. And you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On MLB. I'm at Sully Baseball. On Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast, on Instagram. I promise I'm not going to talk much about the Oscars, but there is a point I'm going to tie into baseball for a second. Parasite's a great movie if you haven't seen it. I'm just glad the Joker didn't win. I wasn't a fan of that film. Why did Joaquin Phoenix have to win Best Actor? Oh, my God. We now are talking about Milk. If they'd given it to any of the other actors, Adam Driver, Jonathan Pryce, Antonio Banderas, Leonardo DiCaprio, all great actors, all gave great performances, and we wouldn't be talking about Milk. But seriously, Parasite's a tremendous movie if you haven't seen it already. Now, I'm a big Oscar fan. I'm also a big baseball fan. And there used to be a really wonderful kind of like tides, low tide, high tide about those two fascinations of mine, that the baseball season would end in late October, and then November would show up, and that's usually when all the big Oscar contenders started to come out. So the baseball season's over, and you start to see, oh, look at that. Look at all these films up for Oscars. Let's see which ones are good. Let's see which ones are good. Then there's a build-up to the Oscars, and the nominations usually come out. And then the Oscars were in late March, early April, and by the time the Oscars were done, it was opening day. And so the Oscars are over, went right into baseball. It was the seasons turning, everything turning. But now, the Oscars are over in early February, and we've got 2 months before baseball. So it kind of screws up the rhythm of the year for me. And so the Oscars are over, and spring training hasn't even begun yet. And that's kind of weird for your pal, Sully. But nothing is weirder than this offseason. And let's just trying to make heads or tails out of stuff here. Like, is Maeda going to the Twins or not? I hope the Jock Peterson family didn't buy a lot of Angels paraphernalia. Let's get down to the first really weird thing. The Angels made a deal and sending Luis Rengifo, is that how you pronounce his name, to the Dodgers. Jock Peterson was going to come to the Angels basically to make room for Mookie Betts. It was all part of it there, and now, all of a sudden, the deal fell through. And I don't 100% know why. Was it because the Red Sox deal was held up? Well, it still appears to be. I don't know why. But that's a weird thing when a trade happens and suddenly it doesn't. And we've seen stuff happen like this before. I mean, one of the biggest trades in the history of baseball was going to be Alex Rodriguez going to the Red Sox, Manny Ramirez going to the Rangers, Nomar Garciaparra going to the White Sox, and Maglio Ordóñez going back to the Red Sox in what would have been the most spectacular deal in baseball history to be made before the 2004 season. It didn't happen. The rug got pulled out from underneath it, and the Red Sox didn't pull off that trade for the 2004 season, and we all know how 2004 ended disastrously for the Red Sox. Oh, wait. So, here we go. This trade got pulled off, and I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what's going on. Like, trades are announced, and then they're not. The Twins were part of a three-team deal involving Mookie Betts and David Price and Alex Verdugo and a bag of bologna going to the Red Sox, and now it's not. And Kenta Maeda was going from the Dodgers to the Twins, and suddenly he wasn't, because apparently the player that the Twins were including in the trade was in a full body cast. And someone sent me a tweet today. Said, hey, did you hear Jock Peterson's going to the Dodgers? I said, I thought he was with the Dodgers. No, he's with the Angels. No, he's back to the Dodgers. I don't know. And probably by the time I post this damn podcast, everything will be unraveled. This is more confusing than the night when they announced La La Land won Best Picture, but it turned out to be Moonlight. I don't know what's happening. And neither do you. Neither does any of us. So as of this recording, it appears that Kenta Maeda will still join the Twins. With cash considerations and a low-level prospect being moved. But Gratterall, is that how you pronounce his name, is not involved. I read one thing that he was not involved because he was injured. And I read another report that he was involved. I don't know what's happening. Jock Peterson was with the Angels. Now he's not. But now he's back. And it all seems to go through the Dodgers right now. Now look it. I think when the smoke clears, the Dodgers are going to have a very strong pitching staff. They're going to have an unbelievably strong lineup. Even though they will have lost Hyunjin Ryu to the Blue Jays. And lost Kenta Maeda to the Twins. And Jock Peterson to somewhere. I don't know. Palo Alto's own Jock Peterson will play for a team. I just don't know what it will be. It's just, I have to keep refreshing Twitter because I don't know what the heck's going on. And neither do you. But one thing that I do know is that the Red Sox are a dumpster fire. I know I've been talking about this trade a bunch, but every time I think that it's reached its new level of stupidity, it's like it has become fractally stupid. By that I mean, the more you look at it and the more closely you look at it, you see that the stupid things are actually made of other stupid things. And those stupid things compound upon each other until the point that no matter what microscope you're using to examine this trade, it is an endless seed of stupidity. For the Red Sox, I don't know what they're doing. So, first of all, they want to get rid of David Price's contract. Okay, there must be ways to do that that don't involve trading away the one of the best homegrown prospects the Red Sox have had in a generation, if not the best, in his prime. And reminding you that the Red Sox are flowing with money. The team flows with money. The owners flow with money. There's more than enough money to sign Mookie Betts to a long-term contract that is of market value to buy his entire prime out. It's true. And they have chosen not to do that. Okay, fine. Then make sure you get quality prospects back from. Oh, wait. They're not getting quality prospects back from. They're attaching him to David Price as a salary dump. They're getting back someone with, let's just be kind and call it a questionable past, and Alex Verdugo. And now, they're not even getting a pitcher back. They're getting zero pitchers back. They're trading away Mookie Betts. And they're not getting one major league pitcher in return. A team that desperately needs pitching, whose rotation is filled with holes. If you trade away Price, you don't know what Chris Sale is. Eduardo Rodriguez, okay, I like Eduardo Rodriguez. Are you going to expect another great season out of him? What are you going to get out of Sale? What are you going to get out of Eovaldi? What are you going to get out of Martin Perez? Rick Porcello's with the Mets. I don't know what the Red Sox rotation is. So when you trade away your MVP, you're going to get one major league pitcher back, right? No. No. Why would you do that? Why would something like that happen? All that would do was make sense. And so the Red Sox, who were given a call from the governor and given a chance to say, oh man, we were about to trade him to L.A., weren't we? And the Twins pulled out of it. The trade's a mess. And they could have said, you know what? We're going to Kenny Rogers this. And by that, I don't mean throw a bases-loaded walk to clinch the National League Championship series for the Braves, I'm saying you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them and know when to walk away and know when to run. And look at Red Sox. You have a lot of money, but you don't count your money when you're sitting at the table. There's plenty of time. I don't know the rest of the song. All I know is they got a chance. They got a moment of clarity. They got a giant bucket of cold water to throw in their face. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We really going to trade Mookie Betts? Let's figure out something else to do. Let's figure out another way to do it that does not involve trading Mookie Betts.
Nope, I can't do it. We're going to do it.
We'll take Verdugo. We'll take Jeter Downs. A shortstop. Because when you think of the Red Sox, you think, oh, what's the Red Sox major issue they have right now? Yeah, it's their shortstop. Really? The shortstop. Where they have Xander Bogaerts. You got to move Bogaerts to third? You got Devers there. What's going on? You know, maybe you could say, well, Devers, they want to move him to first base, this and the other thing. That's not the issue. You can get a first baseman. You can get a first baseman, I don't want to say easily, but it shouldn't have to cost you Mookie Betts in order to get infield depth. Raise your hand if you're a Red Sox fan and said, going into the season, you know what we needed? We needed infield depth. That's it. That's what we needed to do. This is just insane. This is nothing short of insane. And someone pointed out on Twitter, I don't have the tweet in front of me, so bear with me. But someone pointed out that the Orioles got more from the Dodgers sending them Machado for half a season than what they sent to the Red Sox to get a full season out of Mookie Betts. And they got Jeter from it. They got Jeter. They got a guy named Alex, and they got Jeter. Now, it was Jeter Downs, but still. They got Connor Wong, a catcher. Fine. You know, Christian Vasquez had a fine season last year. Fine. They needed pitching. They had a player who, if you're going to trade, you got to get back a tremendous haul for them. And they got a outfielder, an infielder, and a catcher. Someone explain this to me. Oh, but there's more. Remember how I said this is fractally stupid? Well, let me show you what I mean by that. The Red Sox are sending the Dodgers money. They are picking up some of the tab of the David Price contract. So, you armchair economists who were telling me that this is important to get under the tax threshold and this is money that's being saved, blah, 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 blah. If they're not getting a pitcher in exchange for one of the, let's be gentle and call him one of the 10 best talents in baseball right now, and they're attaching him to David Price in a salary dump, would someone explain to me and use little words so as not to confuse me why they're throwing money into the deal? Why they're paying for a salary dump? I don't know what to make of this. There's no way to defend it. None. Okay, what's the only way to defend this? Jeter Downs becomes the equivalent of Ryan Sandberg tossed into the Larry Boa trade, maybe? I don't know. This is just stuff is going on here which has nothing to do with making the Red Sox a better team. And they're raising the prices of stuff. They're increasing the cost to go to a Red Sox game while paying for a salary dump. when they had the chance to not even do the trade. If you're going to pay for David Price's contract, even a fraction of it, why don't you work out a deal where you make a trade and you get back a bumfuzzle prospect for him that doesn't include you trading away Mookie Betts? Someone send me a tweet at Sully Baseball, private feed. If you think this rises above the level of stupid, if this trade was done in your fantasy baseball league, there would be emails sent to the league commissioner saying you have to veto it because one of the players is trying to scam the others. And this is the Red Sox and the Dodgers. Stupid. Stupid. I sound like Sonny walking away from the table at the end of Godfather 2 said stupid to Michael. But Michael wasn't stupid. He was cunning and was thinking two steps ahead. I would equate this to Fredo, but my God, this is Carlo. And those of you who are Godfather fans, please, please tell me you understood that reference. So there we go. Just when you thought the trades couldn't get dumber, they get dumber. And it says something that the Red Sox did the dumbest thing of the day, the same day Joaquin Phoenix made that speech. So go to the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app, follow us on all those places I just said, and send me a tweet at Sully Baseball and tell me what you think of this deal. If you think, if you're a Red Sox, obviously you're a Dodger fan, you're jumping around like it's Mardi Gras. If you're a Yankee fan, you're like, oh, don't wake me from this dream. If you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan, you're like, hey, maybe we should make October plans. But if you're a Red Sox fan and you don't think this is stupid, explain to me why. Explain to me why. Oh, dear. This is the Locked On MLB show for the 10th day of February, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. I'm exhausted. You can call me Sully.